This is an Aero News Touch and Go for February 5th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Confirming earlier reports to ANN from sources including instructors and students, Silver State Helicopters has now posted official notice on its website that it ceased operations on Sunday. The privately owned company says it has filed a petition for relief under Chapter 7 in the U.S. Bankruptcy Court and promises that information for former employees and students will be disseminated as it becomes available. Silver State had been making the wrong kind of news lately. A rising chorus of former students complained that they'd been oversold on placement prospects after training, only to discover few openings available for low-time helicopter pilots. A topic not addressed in the company's official statement was the effects of a growing accident rate and legal exposures. Check back with our website for details as the story unfolds at aero-news.net. Investigators on the case of the January 17th off-airport landing of a British Airways Boeing 777 on approach to London's Heathrow Airport reportedly suspect fuel system contamination may be a cause. As ANN reported, the plane landed short of runway 27 left after its two Rolls-Royce Trent 895 turbofans failed to spool up in time to arrest the airliner's descent. 13 of the 152 people on board were injured in the hard landing, but there were no fatalities. The Wall Street Journal reports FAA officials are increasingly pointing toward some sort of fuel contamination as the cause of the accident, specifically small-sized contamination building up in the engine fuel systems or ice in the fuel somehow limiting the fuel flow to the engines. The paper quotes a memo sent to high-level FAA regulators last week. The memo also revealed the pilots received a maintenance message indicating excessive water in the center tank while taxiing for takeoff on two flights prior to the accident flight. In each case, the warnings disappeared before action was taken to address the problem. British tort law limits lawsuit awards for mental trauma to £85,000 per passenger. That's about $169,000 U.S. at current exchange rates. But BA's potential liability could jump sharply if the company is found to be at fault for the failure. A woman who federal authorities accuse of selling sensitive military technology to Iran and China was apprehended in December at San Francisco International Airport. Citing court documents and an unnamed government official, ABC News reports Laura Wang Woodford was arrested December 23rd as she returned to the United States to visit her elderly mother for the holidays. Customs agents met her flight from Singapore and took Wang Woodford into custody. The woman runs a business called Monarch Aviation in Singapore. Agencies, including the FBI and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, say she has used the business as a front to sell millions of dollars worth of munitions over the past 16 years, some of it going to Iran by way of China. A letter filed by federal agencies with the New York District Court states, quote, an examination of the defendant's luggage revealed two merchandise catalogs from the China National Precision Machinery Import and Export Corporation, a weapons of mass destruction proliferator. All United States persons and entities are strictly prohibited from engaging in business with CPMIEC, unquote. On Friday, Woodford pleaded not guilty to all charges and was ordered detained without bail by U.S. Magistrate Judge Victor Pohorelski. Authorities are still working to locate her husband and partner, Brian Woodford. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing, where we'll tell you about these stories. Iran has launched a rocket from its new space center. Industry observers still say a Delta-Northwest merger is imminent. And the jockeying for landing slots is underway at Heathrow. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Paul Schaller, President and CEO of Quest Aircraft, which just celebrated the first customer deliveries of its Kodiak turboprop. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.